This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, even in some of these losses. Today was a regression, you know, for one night. I mean, we have the competitive character. We're going to bounce back. But we had some of these things bubble up again. You know, we know what they are. You know, some of the missed shots, poor decisions offensively that would lead to, you know, lack of focus defensively. We're at our best when it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, we can defend and get multiple stops, and that kind of fuels our offense, fuels our confidence. We had a little bit of that bubble back into the game, you know, coming out of timeouts where we have a chance to push a lead to double digits, where they would come storming back. You know, at halftime we didn't come out ready. Felt like that was, you know, behind us. You know, with that said, too, you know, I felt like I didn't do a good job, you know, with managing the minutes. I went into the game thinking that we'd need some speed and a little bit more of the energy boost, and we got to that lead, and so I thought, you know, we would try to extend it. But I think, you know, nobody in the locker room is going to make an excuse. Our main guys are not going to make an excuse about it, but I felt like there was, you know, some fatigue in that fourth quarter. If I could have gotten them a little bit more of a break, you know, at some point during the game, I think we would have had enough of a boost, you know, to finish this off. But that's on me. And that's, you know, I have to do a better job for this team.
All right, that was Spo after a rough Friday, Saturday night of basketball. And once again, big blown lead in the first half, and then down up 11 in the fourth, and couldn't hold on that. Once again, get outscored 36-20. I can help Spo, by the way, who's trying to take full responsibility for everything on playing Tyler and Bam too much, too long, too many minutes, and they were gassed. You don't trust anybody else. It's very simple. You don't trust. You've seen a lot of the rest of them. And so you're going with your two big horses that you have left. This is easy. You didn't all of a sudden get stupid on minutes. No, you're pushing those guys as much as you can because you feel better with those two out there than what you get night to night with the rest of those guys right now that have not been very good. My God, the amount of blown leads. They got outscored 36-20 in the fourth. And hey, man, if you can't close games, a lot of these games in the NBA, you watch them nationally, locally, always a chance. A lot of tight ball games in the fourth quarter. A lot of games going back and forth. And if you can't close, and hit big shots and not turn it over and defend and all the things that the teams that win all the close games, then this is what happens. You lose tight ball games. You go, well, it was a great effort. We're happy. It was a great effort. And we're happy. When the hell did the Heat get to that? That sounds like some of our other teams. Well, we played our ass off. We just came up short. Now we got the Heat saying those things. As they're now 29-34, we say good morning to everybody. We got a lot of stuff going on there, man. Woody threw a little spo on me there, though, a little spo apology for the game and what happened. But we got a lot of stuff. NFL can officially start negotiating contracts, although most people think it's already started. But it will call it legal tampering starts as they get rolling on all these things this afternoon. And the league was real busy, especially yesterday. We got to get into all that stuff. The Panthers keep winning. And I got to tell you, when I saw what happened, I was at a wedding this weekend up in Orlando. Great wedding. I really enjoyed myself. Drank like I was 25 years old. Brad Marchand will be added to this Panthers team. He's injured right now, but I'm thinking, my God, that guy has been Mr. Boston Bruins for the captain. Been 16 years with them, has been a big part of their success, and a lot of bad blood between Brad Marchand and the players down here. And I got to tell you, now he's out. He may not be back until the playoffs. Hopefully a little bit before the playoffs. But if somebody told me the way they're playing right now, six straight wins, shutting people out, teams can't even get a lot of shots, can't even get quality shots against the Panthers right now. They're so good. Doesn't matter who the goalie is right now. Nothing against Vanecek, and got a shutout in his first outing with the team after being with San Jose and all those things. But I got to tell you, you have the way they're playing right now as well as anybody. And you know potentially, that you're going to get Tkachuk and Marchand back for the start of the playoffs in the middle of April. Are you kidding me? Bill Zito, man, just going for it. Hey, we thought, well, they're going to get some guys. Well, they did. They maxed out that money and got some new faces to give more depth. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But the NFL really got rolling, especially for guys that got cut. Recently, they didn't have to wait for the start of free agency. If you're wondering why some guys were able to sign with teams, if you're released from a contract, you're free to go and get a jump on free agency and everything else. We saw some of that. And then what happened to Myles Garrett? Like, I got to get out of Cleveland. We're never going to win here. I'm tired of losing. And you throw a whole bunch of money, make him the highest paid player outside of being a quarterback, I think, in the league. And all of a sudden he goes, well, you know what? Cleveland's not so bad. I think I'll be okay here. So money talks for him. My God, what a huge contract, including $122 million guaranteed for Myles Garrett, who plays his ass off. They did not want to lose him. But, my God, all the news, Geno Smith.
I don't want to hear about it from that guy, though, when it doesn't go well, right?
No. Took the money.
Tyreek can attest to that, man.
By the way, Tyreek, shut up about what you've learned. Yeah. That's the other thing, by the way. Oh, my God.
You take the money.
You take it.
And, by the way, that guy comes out, I want to win. He knows he's not going to win there. That team is going absolutely nowhere.
Why? Well, he thinks he got a new contract. Now they're going to win?
Yeah.
That's their commitment to winning?
Yeah.
What about the quarterback situation? I would have, if I'm Myles Garrett, I'm going to take this money because it's so damn much. But what about the quarterback situation? What the hell are we doing there? Because until we get that figured out, we're not going to be very good. Anyway, Geno Smith, Miramar High School, gets traded to the Raiders. I did not see that coming. I should have. Should have been one of the many scenarios that could have happened for a third-round pick. The one that got me, and I thought it was about money, and I thought they were going to settle with him. I never thought he'd be leaving. DK Metcalf, that big son of a gun, is going to the Steelers for a second-round pick. I don't know what's going on with Seattle. Tyler Lockett, they let go. DK Metcalf, they get a second-round pick. Geno Smith, they get a third-round pick. So I get it. Seahawks have a lot of draft picks. But they are shorthanded, and there are no guarantee they're going to find a Geno Smith or a DK Metcalf to help them. Especially you're a fan up there going, what the hell are we just, what are we doing there? You know, it's crazy. And Joey Bosa, we'll talk about him and Now they're saying he could be with the Miami Dolphins, and he got a lot of teams interested. We'll see if they add him with Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips or not. But Devontae Adams, looks like there's a little breakup with he and Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to be back together. But I got to tell you, Devontae got paid some pretty damn good money for trying to make that quick move with his buddy going to the Jets, like that thing was going to work out. 2-year, $46 million to go to the Rams. And Harold Landry, who has been really friggin' good through the years, 3-year, $43 million to the Patriots. It felt like the start of free agency, the way that thing where you were dishing out money to some of these players that got paid. A bunch of other guys, Gregor Russo from here, Buffalo taking care of him with a nice big extension, Ronnie Stanley, offensive tackle. There was a lot of stuff taking place yesterday, and it's just getting started for what should be a pretty crazy day for the NFL. So we'll have a lot more stuff on all that news coming out here as we continue. As I said, the Panthers, 6 straight wins. They've outscored their opponents 20-5 in like their last 6 wins, killing people. 3 shutouts in there. They're now 40-21-3, a couple of points out in front in their division, so really playing well. A lot of good stuff with our best team in town. Then I got to get to this other topic. Look at man, Woody hit me with it yesterday and hit me with it this morning to make sure. And Inter Miami is 5-0-1 this year, off to a great start, and obviously they look like they have a better team or have learned to play without Messi and get a lot of wins. I don't know if Inter Miami realizes that he is the face of the league and people care more about him than the league, and that's been proven by wherever he goes and plays, they get bigger crowds. They get bigger crowds. He's been out with this thing. This is new, and I'm not a trainer or a doctor, and I'm not trying to play one. Messi's out with fatigue again. So 3 straight games, 2 of them have been at home, and he's got fatigue and can't play. And last night, the other team was shorthanded. So
he wasn't out yesterday. He was active.
He was on the bench. I got you.
You can't do this to people. I mean, at what point does it become like...
Well, that's why I wanted to let you. I was setting you up to go. You're fired up.
The only reason I don't realize they're playing yesterday. My buddy texts me. He goes, hey, I'm thinking of taking my kid to the game. You think this guy's going to play?
Well,
first of all, I don't know why he texted me because I have no pulse on this thing. But I don't know. You look it up on Twitter, and he went through practice on Saturday, it looked like.
Yeah.
He's active for the game. You know? Look, man, I get they want to sell tickets at those prices until it sells out. I get it. But, man, oh, man.
Well, keep going.
Well, at what point? Like, you know?
You're pausing. Like, hey, he has a responsibility. And I know, look it. From their part, because I've heard this, somebody called me on behalf and told me that, hey, we're trying to get him healthy for the core part of the schedule, and we want him around, and, you know, he's not young, and we're trying to do the best we can, and we got a good team. And I go, listen, nobody cares about your team. Nobody cares. I understand if you win the MLS, it would be kind of fun. It would be great to see you win the MLS.
I wouldn't even go that far. I would just say, look, if he's hurt and he's not going to play, then just be forthcoming.
Well,
right? Just rule him out on Saturday. Don't let people buying tickets up until the ball kicks, and then all of a sudden they get there and he's sitting on the bench.
They're buying their tickets. Most of people, aren't they buying their tickets before?
I don't know. I mean, I think people. I'm sure people drive up and buy tickets beforehand, but the tickets are expensive for that product, for a 1-0 game against Charlotte with no Messi. That's an expensive ticket. It's, yes, you know, 70, 80, 100 bucks.
This is
be forthcoming, I think, is all fans want, Joe. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play. Like, what can you do, right? But I just think people want to know, like, rule him out on Saturday. Say he's not going to play. Save people the trip out there. Save people, you know, the money.
So you have the tickets, and then you find out he's not playing.
Well, if you're a season ticket holder, you're just screwed. I mean, that's your problem.
That's
you know, you invested in a product.
I'm guessing most of the people are season ticket holders, aren't they, at this point?
No, I don't think most people are, but I think people realize that, you know, when they buy the season tickets, that the guy is going to miss games.
I will say,
I just think you need to be forthcoming about it. Don't rule, you know, don't have him active and sit on the bench. That's even worse than ruling him out last minute.
Like no other sport, like this has to be said every time this happens. This is a very unique situation in a team sport that a lot of people are going out to see. I don't know where you rank him all time. I'm not smart enough about the game, but in the history of the game, he's one of the greatest players of all time. When they put that list up, whether it was 50 years ago or 30 years ago, they put him in. They put his mug up there and say he's one of the best. And people do want to see him. In a perfect world, they want to see him play. They'd like to see him get a couple of goals, a beautiful pass, and set up another guy for a goal. And win the game, and you get to see Messi. You get to see all that stuff. But, boy, it is frustrating. I know what everybody thinks. Well, they don't really give a – they don't care. They don't care. They're winning games. They're going, hey, we're putting a product that can win. You're going, great. Except you went out and got – you and the league went out, and you bent all these rules so you could pay him like he's playing overseas. So with the amount of money he makes from Apple TV and a piece of this and a piece of that, guy's getting paid like he's a top player in Europe. And, yeah, everybody.
Like I said, I don't think anybody likes that he sits because it is what it is, right? He's older and he's not going to play every game. That's okay. But you just need to be forthcoming about it. You can't have the guy go through practice, send out, you know, there's videos out there of him practicing, you know, say he's active. And then all of a sudden, he just sits on the bench the entire match. That's a problem.
Yeah, you see him on the bench. That could be
worse than what they did last game.
That's the greatest teaser of all time, for sure. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot. Did you get it off your chest? Because
I mean, look, I don't.
On yesterday, and you were all over that one. I was like,
because someone texted me, they asked me about it, and then he texted me later. He goes, oh man, my buddy took his kids to, you know, for their birthday. He took a group, and
I'm guessing that's happened to a lot of people if you've been here and trying to catch a Messi game. That's a hit or miss situation, man. That's a hit or miss, and they're going, hey, we can do it. He's not a young guy. I go, exactly. Well, if he's a young guy, his ass wouldn't be playing in this league. He'd be playing in Barcelona or some other place. All right, hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we're just getting started. A lot of news. Busy weekend of things, and nothing with the Dolphins yet. Nothing with the Dolphins, who I'm guessing trying to figure out how they can free up a little bit more money, or if they're going to, or if everybody's going to sign off on that, because they can free up some more money off some guys' contracts, or are they just waiting for the big splash now with this free agency and a lot of positions to take care of, a lot of positions to take care of in free agency and through the draft. But first, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy deals. I just had a great Tahoe experience all weekend long, plenty of room, going to the wedding up in Orlando, and I'll tell you what, not only that, but when you start talking about the SUV family and the truck family of your South Florida Chevy dealers with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, man, you're in for a great experience. You are, man. Wait until you see the all-new Equinox or the 2025 Traverse right over to the Silverado trucks, man. You just can't whatever it is, man. The Traverse, 2025 Traverse. I don't know if I've been in a midsize SUV that has that much room. And not only the room for your family, but cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. It just gets great performance. You're going to love it. And then Silverado trucks, man. It's like they've custom-made a Silverado truck that's perfect for you, working, your family combination. We got it for you, whatever it is. And, hey, you need a strong engine, something that can work? Well, we got four strong options for you to give you all the power you need. High strength, ready to go for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning. We talked a little bit about Spo to start the show after back-to-back losses this weekend at home. Got a lot of home games coming up here, but outscored 36-20 in the fourth. And you go back, if you didn't see it and look at it, turnovers, missed shots. Back in, you start missing shots, and then it starts to affect your defense. And all of a sudden, Chicago looks like they're a top three team in the East the way they were playing and shooting the basketball, even with some of their guys out. So, not real pretty. Look, some of these guys aren't getting any better. Like, I hate to come in and pick on guys, but that's kind of what we do. Terry Rozier. I know they're trying everything. They're playing them late and starting them and have them coming off, trying to give me. I know they paying him pretty good money. Pretty good money. Not the highest paid guy, but 20-something million, what, $25, $26 million? Just nothing there. And they got a lot of guys, just not a very healthy team. A lot of guys banged up. And nobody wants to hear about it. And Spo, by the way, I give Spo credit for one thing. Through the years, watching Spo up close, he doesn't make excuses. Like, hey, whatever we have, next man up, next man up. I'm not going to make excuse. Now, all of a sudden, he's starting to make a few excuses a little bit there. Like, when I hear, well, Bam and Tyler, I got to keep an eye on those minutes. That's on me. No. You knew what you were doing. You don't trust those other guys and would rather play your superstars, even if they're a little tired, hoping that they can do enough to get it through late in the game. And leads disappear with this group like never before, man. Big leads, 15, 16, 17, 19, mean nothing to this team. They can get stuck on a number, and, man, you can go on some serious runs against this Heat team. And all of a sudden, I know what happens. The old brain goes, oh, no, here we go again. We just had a double-digit lead in the fourth, and that friggin' thing is gone, and now we're down three. And they're competitive. I mean, they are. If you're just going to the game, and you're not getting caught up in their way up, and you just go, well, ended up being a pretty close game, then you enjoy yourself. It just hasn't been the Heat way. And you just realize this team just doesn't have the depth and star power that I was kind of high on all the first round picks. I said, "What a nice team! If they play their best, this is going to be a lot of fun." But they haven't, and a lot of guys are struggling. And by the way, I just go to minutes. If you're wondering, look at minutes. Look at Jaime's minutes. Jaime's minutes tell me. Something's not there. Coach ain't trusting. Coach has seen enough. Coach is not doing it. And so that's where they are. But when he's breaking this down, that's on me because I played my two stars a lot of minutes again tonight, and I can't do that. I got to be – no, you looked. You didn't all of a sudden go, you got guys over there giving you minutes on everybody. You got every stat you want behind you right there. And you're like, no, I got to stick with these guys. If we're going to win, I got to go with those two, even if they're tired. Whatever the minutes is, 40, 39, 37, you know what you're doing. Now, it didn't work out, so you're, you know, maybe second-guessing yourself. But at that moment, you looked at that bench, and you went, nah, I'm going to stick with those guys. Throw a little timeout in there. We'll give them a little rest here standing up for a second. So anyway, that's where they are down the stretch here. And then you got a team up in Broward right now. It's just a great story. And by the way, potentially, Panthers are playing great. Six straight wins, 83 points. They've outscored their opponents 20-5. Three shutouts in these last six games. That's to tell you how good the defense is in front of the goalie play. And but this one... How about this? You could have back for the playoffs. I think the last game's April 15th, so 16th, 17th, as you start getting ready for the playoffs. You could have Brad Marchand and Matthew Tkachuk back on your team. How about that? Mates Bill Zito just said, we're not sitting pat. We're going to add some more pieces to this thing, and they did. Hell, and all of a sudden, they're a co-favorite to win this thing again, which I don't read into too much, but it's about how you're playing. And right now, they are playing out of their friggin' minds with, what, like 18 games left in the regular season. So good stuff going on there. And here we go, NFL. Here we go. As it already started, and it's funny. Geno Smith, who, by the way, Geno's a hell of a story, right? We thought he was going to be a career backup. I did. And all of a sudden, he goes to Seattle, wins a job, and plays well, and got himself another contract. And then Pete Carroll, who really kind of got the whole thing started. Pete's first year, Geno was really good. So Pete Carroll and the Raiders trade for him. So Geno Smith probably going to get another contract. I think his base is $31 million this year. And so Geno's been a hell of a story. But now you look around the league as we get ready for free agency. And this is when it gets really, really good. And you start looking at all the teams that you know need a quarterback. And you're trying to figure out, because some of the veterans are going to some of these veterans that you might not be in love with are going to get starting jobs. So the Browns, the Titans, now Seattle, the Giants, the Jets, the Steelers, and how about this one, the Colts, still looking for another quarterback. Still looking for a guy that's probably going to be, I said Colts, probably going to be a starting quarterback. Hell, you know how bad it is for the Colts. You know who they're talking about? Daniel Jones. They're talking about bringing in Daniel Jones for an open competition, which tells me if you draft a guy high in the first round and you're going into year three with him and it's an open competition, I don't want to say it's a bust because they've won some games with him, but you're going, oh boy, we didn't do very well on that one. Unless he gets it turned around real quickly. And they can't just run him all the time because every time he runs, he gets hurt. Been hurt a lot for a running quarterback. So, yeah, this thing, all of a sudden, you're asking yourself, so where are all these quarterbacks going to come from? And then you realize that's why Russell Wilson is going to get another starting job. Aaron Rodgers is going to get another starting job. Trying to figure out what Sam Darnold's going to do. Hell, Daniel Jones might get a starting job out of this thing. Daniel friggin' Jones might get a starting job. He might, whether it's an open competition, he has a good camp. Daniel Jones could start this season for somebody. That's to go with Cam Ward and Sanders and whatever other rookie, if some other rookie, you know, might have a nice camp and somebody might go with them. I don't know. But you know what is amazing, and it's consistent every year, no matter how good the quarterback play is, there's always seems to be six or seven teams looking for a quarterback. And you know, Baker Mayfield got his deal going again. Sam Darnold got his going again last year with Minnesota. But you start wondering, you know who else can get a starting job? Justin Fields. I hear Justin Fields' name. Justin Fields probably going to start for somebody. And then they have him, and it's the same thing. Well, he doesn't read coverages. He's, you know, a great runner, but I don't know. And are you better off with him? Yeah, they're still having a debate in Pittsburgh if it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields who they should keep if they have a chance to keep both guys.
Well, whoever it is, they got guys to throw to.
No, they
went, that team.
They did go out and get some guys. So this
there's
thing,
a lot of markets that are doing that, man. I mean, look, the obvious, the good scenario is to be Buffalo today, right? You got Josh Allen for the next, 6 years?
Well, he wasn't going
something
anywhere.
Something like that. But
and they fed him.
That's the situation you want to be in where you could make history on giving the most guaranteed money out, right?
And not one person is getting up this morning in Buffalo.
That's money well spent, yeah.
And going on a talk radio show going, you know what?
What the hell were we
doing with Josh Allen? What are we doing paying him that kind of money? Yeah, durable, productive, plays a game like he's in high school. And by the way, we coming off a year with a lot of really good quarterback performances. And you know what? With the quarterback, the most important thing is durability. Because if you don't have durability, you can't put up numbers. And that's why so many guys, And that's why the rules aren't going to change if you got a problem right now with the quarterbacks being babied a little bit and getting all the rules and getting the benefit of the doubt. They're not changing that. You know why? Because they love at the end of the year, the commissioner likes to look and go, look at that. Look at all the quarterbacks that played 16 or 17 games. And most of the quarterbacks only played 16. That's only because they rested for the last game because they'd already wrapped up a playoff position and couldn't upgrade it. Anyway, we got to go to break. We a lot of Dolphin news to still get to here today as they're getting set. A lot of work to do, man. Hey, look, it is doable to fix a lot of it, but you can't do it all through the draft, but you still need to find a lot of players in that draft, and you can't do it through free agency. This is going to be a combination package because you don't have enough money, nor do you want to go get a bunch of guys that you hope that are not 32 or 33-year-old guys who can stay healthy and haven't been productive the last couple of years, and that's why teams let them go. I don't want a bunch of those guys either. I do want to tell you about when our guys get injured. We got Baptist Health South Florida. I love telling everybody it's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. And people do ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, all trust the great doctors, FIU, FAU. We got the Miami Open. They'll have their doctors out there for the men and women. And some of the top specialists. And you really can't be a top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country, in a large city, unless you have specialists for every part of the body. That means a lot of knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Unless you have doctors specialize in all parts of the body, you can't be number one because, let's be honest, man, if you're active in team or individual sports, you're competitive, probably play too hard sometimes, you're going to get injured. But it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country at Baptist Health South Florida, ready for you with great facilities like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Get that appointment set up. They take care of high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us.
Before we get back to the show, I want to let you know WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets on March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda, Joe.
That's an event in its own, man. That just sounds great, doesn't it? Being able to...
Well, we're getting there, right? I mean, we got conference tournaments. You know, we're starting to get
getting
the
ready
field,
to go.
All set.
And then before you know it, yeah, we'll have the brackets all set up.
We got a coach getting introduced today for the Hurricanes.
Good, so fresh start for them.
Some progress over there.
Yeah, real interesting to see what he has to say. And I think first thing everybody's going to ask him, hey, you know, coach, congratulations, but how awkward was that? Everybody knew you had the job and you had to come down here and play him, and you're like, you realize all those guys on that other bench are probably, most of them going to be gone, players and...
Well, Saturday was a strange day, right? And they finished up the season on Saturday, went back and said goodbye to all the coaches, and you know, it was an unusual day. They won, which was nice.
Yeah, but those coaches they're gone.
I mean, yes, they are. Yes, well, that's why we said goodbye.
It's just a listen, sports, these guys know, and we're watching all these coaches get let go and get picked up and, you know, and trying to get in the best situation according to what your reputation is. I'm not talking about the Vic Fangios of the world. They can do whatever they want, but go wherever they want. But, man, yeah.
I don't like this situation, though, with the transfer portal or whatever. Like, he should be able to finish the season with his team. Can you imagine that? Guy leaves his team. They have a very good chance to win a national championship, yeah. And he's got to come down here. And that hurts Duke, too, by the way. Guys that are lead assists, like he's the guy that comes up with a lot of their, you know, scouting reports and game plans and stuff. Like that, so guy leaves too.
So he's officially coming down here for the press conference, and that's it. He's off and working.
Oh yeah, he's, well, the portal's opening.
So
you're gonna have guys. I mean, look, I assume everyone on the team will leave. I don't know that for sure, but I assume that they won't. There's maybe one or two guys they bring back, but
there'll be a couple guys they work really hard on keeping. But this thing is it's too bad because he's been a big part of recruiting and getting the guys they have, and yet he doesn't get to be part of the tournament and everything else going forward. But it is a cold business of coaches. You ever look at a coach's resume, if you ever get a chance and you go, oh man, I'm in a chance. And by the way, how about from year to year? You could be a hot coach, and then all of a sudden, the following year, your guys don't play well, they let you go. Lou Anarumo. He was like, he's been a great coach, Cincinnati, defensive coordinator, has a bad year, and, you know, they were giving up, seemed like losing 42-38 just about every game or something like that. He loses his job, just like that. He got another coordinator job, but it's yeah, business, man, is crazy. If you ever get a chance to go back and look at how many jobs, like we had Mike Westhoff on a few days ago, and Mike's done it from start to finish and got more. Every coach wishes they could get that many years in the league, somewhere between 30 and almost 40 years of coaching. You get a good reputation. He's actually stayed a long, long time with the Jets and the Dolphins. And then bounced a little bit with the Saints and then even the Broncos at the end. But, man, you look at all the jobs. These guys, boy, you better have a wife before you decide you're madly in love with her. You better explain to her, we're going to go through some highs and lows in this business, and you're going to hear about me it's basically getting fired, most of them. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's because things are great and you're able to – to move up, a coordinator job, you get a, you know, goes well and you go right in and get a chance to be a head coach. But most of the time it's the other way, right? Where all the coaches get blown out and you got 25, 26, 27 coaches scrambling to find jobs. Hell, some of the coaches are now going to college jobs. I saw Mike Shula is an offensive coordinator at South Carolina, which, by the way, probably pays about the same amount of money now. I'm guessing a lot of those SEC jobs and ACC jobs and Big Ten jobs, there's not a big difference in coordinator pay anymore, just to give you an idea how big a business this college football stuff is right now. But, yeah, tough business. Tough business for all those guys. And, hey, listen, we sit here when the guy's not very good and say, guy's system doesn't work, and we don't help things, but we've had a lot of coaches come through here, especially in the football side of things with the Dolphins. We have had a lot of turnover. We have had a lot of guys 3 and 4 years. Hell, we had one guy come in here. Cam came in for 1 year and was done on the 1-15. They couldn't wait to get him out of here. Hell, we weren't sure he's going to make it through the season after they had some meetings. He had a players-only meeting with them. And that didn't go well. By the way, you might want to know your audience, too, before you decide things aren't going well and you have a big meeting and everybody can open up about things on the team, because you'll get some veterans who are going to stand up and call your ass out. I don't know if I'd ever do one of those, especially if you have a Joey Porter in the room. That definitely would not be a good idea when they decide they're all going to stand up and tell you what they think of the job you've done. It's not even like, hey, come on, we got a rally, guys. We got 4 games. They just started ripping him. It was a bad look. Rough day. Rough day. Hey, we got a lot of good things going on. Always fun to find out and figure out who your team's going to get with free agency. And then, of course, after that, you probably start looking. If you don't get the free agents you want, puts a little more pressure on the draft and the second uh, the second-tier free agents, older guys that you think might be able to play in your system and help you. We don't want a lot of those guys, man. We don't want to be an old team with a whole bunch of 30-year-old guys. We do not want to be that team. Much rather go young with upside. Much rather go that way. And, of course, the Dolphins got to figure out right at the top of that priority list is a backup quarterback. I mean, that thing, that doesn't take a backseat to too much for the Miami Dolphins. Who is going to be the backup quarterback? Who will it be? Joey Bosa, by the way, a lot of reports have Joey Bosa going to the Miami Dolphins. I'm curious to see. If it's not a lot of money, I could see Joey coming here. If it's, you know, not big money, the only thing I don't know is that the 49ers want him. Would he go there to be and play with his brother, who he's very, very close to? But being back home where he grew up, went to school, went to high school, having a chance to come back at the end of your career and play here in a rotation might be appealing for him. Hey, we got to go to break. We got 9 o'clock hour. All right, I skipped a couple of hours.
That's okay.
How about 7 o'clock hour coming? Boy, I got to tell you, Saturday night.
You still hurting?
No, I'm not hurting, but yesterday, and I didn't have a hangover. I was shocked because I was doing shots.
Did you hydrate? Did you drink a little water?
No,
or something
so
there,
I, huh? I did not. It is a terrible habit that you would think at age 67 you'd have a pretty good idea when you start drinking with guys 25, 26, 27 years old that are up there and throwing it down and girlfriends with them and, you know, and throwing shots and going, are you going to have one? And come on, man, have one with us. And you would think you might, and I think my wife was trying to get me to do it. She was saying, come on, grab a water. Please go grab a bottle of water. I see you up there at the bar again. I'm watching. Did you just take another shot? Can you just sip on that tequila, please? Boy, it caught up to me yesterday, Woody, when I got home. Caught up to me a little bit. It was a struggling Sunday afternoon. But I sure had a good time, I'll tell you that. I had a great time. Hey, speaking of great times, guess what's about ready to start up here? Baseball, man. Marlins going to be in the rotation here pretty soon. Baseball's back March 27th, facing off against the Pirates, and you never seen an opening day like this one before. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami, featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino going to throw out the first pitch. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season. Been throwing it 99 miles an hour. And stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the postgame concert. This is a can't-miss global event. It's happening right here in Miami. Don't miss the biggest party of the season. Nothing like opening day. The whole world's invited to get your tickets today at marlins.com/tickets.